shop for it, cook and eat it, shapes Britain and the world. But those were kinder times when optimism was easier. These aren't such kind times. And so these awards have taken on a new significance, a renewed sense of purpose. What we've seen this year, going through thousands of nominations from every part of the UK and whittling them down to long and then short lists, is that perhaps in response to events in the wider world, a grassroots food movement is coming, has come into its own. What we read as we went through these nominations was evidence that as global economic systems spiral beyond our grasp, as the language of sovereign debt and bailouts, defaults, and structural imbalances takes over the airwaves and muffles our brains, there are thousands and thousands of people taking control of their own lives by taking control of their own food systems. There's a spirit we haven't seen for a long time among people who aren't waiting for governments or supermarkets or somebody out there to make things better. They're doing it themselves. When the big things are out of control, all the more reason to take control of what you can. And sitting amongst this, the largest audience ever gathered for these awards, are some of these radicals. Villagers working together as volunteers to create one of the most successful food businesses we've seen in more than a decade of these awards. Brewers using their traditional craft skills to build a business hub that's not only regenerating a city, but also allowing a community to have more control over its future. We have food producers who are providing fulfilling, meaningful work for some of this country's forgotten people, and in doing that, are creating world-class food. We've got traders from markets run by people for the people, with the vision and good business sense to attract millions of people a year with inexpensive, fresh, seasonal food. Innovative traders who are showing people on site what to do with great ingredients and what it means for their health. In this audience, we also have farmers who now take, as part of their weekly workload, the job of connecting children, reconnecting children, the workload, the job of reconnecting children and adults with the source of their food. And these are just some of the stories I'm going to tell you in the next 50 minutes or so, that I hope will raise your spirits, because all the people we'll be hearing about show that when we need to change and adapt, we do. We live in a country rich in creativity, entrepreneurship, and determination. And in the food world, you see those qualities in action. People finding their own solutions, cutting through bureaucracies and old ways of thinking. While they're not saying it so often over on the other side of the Atlantic these days, but here, well, when it comes to food, and I say this with real conviction, yes, we can. So, on with the ceremony. And we begin with the category, focusing on the people we turn to first to satisfy our hunger and give us pleasure, our local retailers. We're looking for people selling great produce,